as it will not have a strong enough blank for you to brace against a large fish. A final thing to check for is the sturdiness of the guides. Be sure to examine how they are attached to the rod shaft. You do not want one to eventually work loose and come off. Ultimately, do your research and choose your rod based on the types of fishing you intend to do. Tip number 3, holding your rod effectively. The right grip on your rod is essential. You must be able to hold it firmly but gently at all times. Control is important, and you can tighten or loosen your grip in the midst of casting if need be. Your end goal should be to reduce any vibration in the cast. Practice this when you practice away from the water. In time, you will find yourself relaxing into the cast with the perfect amount of firmness and control. Tip 4. When a fish runs. Fish will sometimes swim directly toward you. When this happens, you run the risk of the hook coming out due to a slackened line. If this happens, you need to get the tip of the rod as high as feasibly possible for you. If this means standing on your toes, so be it. With the rod raised, strip line out quickly. Be sure you hold it firmly with your middle fingers on the grip of the rod. This ensures the fish does not gain any slack. If at some point the fish does an about turn and swims away from you, don't let the rod tip lower. Let the line slip back through your fingers as needed and be ready to stop with the reel. Tip 5. Choosing bait. There are many different baits available, but I believe the list below provides the best options for a novice. Grubs. A grub is a lure used to entice large specimens. They are small and have small bodies made of plastic. These little baits will work best in clear water where there are few places for fish to hide, such as a highland reservoir. Jigs. A jig is a bait with one hook. It is weighted with lead and made to look like a living creature. This makes them a presentation lure. Use this bait in cold water and put a trailer on the hook. Plastic worms. This bait is long and rubbery. They are great for bass and are considered the most successful lure for snagging trophies of any kind. They take some getting used to, but are worth the time to get the feel. A note on bait colors. The general purpose lures will be black or white or a mix of these colors with scarlet. Sometimes bright or neon colors will do the job, but these are the exception, not the rule. Tip 6. Keep flies high and dry. Treat any surface flies to keep them high and dry. To do this, coat the flies with Scotchgard a few days before a trip. The Scotchgard will create a water-resistant coat that keeps the flies from becoming waterlogged. Wait at least 24 hours before using the flies. Tip 7. Reels. Three main types. Bait casting reels, spinning reels, and spin cast reels are the three most popular types of reel available. There are pros and cons to each, and you should choose the one that best suits you. Bait casting reels. A reason to choose this type of reel is that they give you more control and better aim than other reels. In addition to this, they are able to handle 10-pound and heavier lines. The greatest deterrent to using this type of reel is the tangle factor, as they are prone to knots, tangles, and snags, especially when it is windy. They also kick back and jam up when the reel spins more quickly than the fly line can be expelled. You can buy a reel with magnetic brakes, and this helps. However, adjusting the tension of the spool should be what you rely on. In order to properly adjust the tension for the reel, place the rod vertically and disengage the reel. Lighten the tension slowly until the lure starts to lower, then retighten a small amount. To cast a bait casting reel, disengage it and keep firm hold with your thumb. To let the line come out, loosen your thumb hold. Practicing is essential to controlling the cast of this reel, as the speed of the line